Good evening, this is John Batchelor. The show begins tonight with a conversation with George Friedman about his measure of Vladimir Putin, the lecture with the celebrity journalist Carlson, lecturing us on Russian history, how Russia created Europe, naming Poland and Lithuania as Russian creations. Odd. There is the detail that before Germany moved on Sudetenland, there's much talk about German speakers, German traditions, German people persecuted. Now there's talk about Estonia mistreating Soviet statues to the liberators. Odd. Is Russia going for more after Ukraine? Odd. And then off to Ukraine itself, the NATO mission and Congress, with Jeff McCausland, a conversation. And then Gaza, the challenges of the Rafah operation ahead to rescue the hostages, to end Hamas, and to deal with the fact that a million people are gathered above ground from the tunnels. North Korea promoted a conversation with David Maxwell about North Korea's sudden emergence as ally, close companion, manufacturing base for Moscow, for Russia, even talk of Vladimir Putin heading to Pyongyang for an official visit the first time in 20 years. And then conversation with Rick Fisher about the J-35, the so-called fifth-generation fighter aircraft developed by the Chinese to match the F-35 in the U.S. arsenal. It is unclear whether it is a match for it, because the F-35 is best thought of as a flying computer center, a server farm, an operator, a boss that can also shoot missiles. And then a conversation about the Air Force and what it needs with a retired Air Force General, Blaine Holt. To the South Atlantic with James Fennell, Chinese looking for basing in the West African states that are available. Visits up and down the coast. Benjamin Talibu joins to update on the surrogates for Iran, the Houthis, the Kataib Hezbollah, the Hezbollah itself out of Beirut, and then conversation about the nuclear weapons program and the ballistic missile program in Iran, threatening chaos, threatening Armageddon, always. Hotel Mars welcomes Dr. Jordan Bretzfelder, a new PhD graduate from UCLA, planetary geologist, wants to live on Mars and work on Mars, and yes, it will happen. Later, anti-Semitism in the Labor Party, joined by my friend Simon Constable, who lived for many years in Edinburgh, was here in the United States for many years as well, observing how a Labor candidate for the by-election in Rochdale, that's a suburb of Manchester, has now been moved aside of the Labor Party after unacceptable anti-Semitic remarks. Get rid of Jeremy Corbyn, but you can't get rid of all the anti-Semitism in Labor. It's been nursed for too many years. Labor's polls are closing with the Conservatives. And then Michael Bernstam analyzes the oil tankers that are idle now because of sanctions threat. Suddenly they're changing their direction, because the secondary sanctions are visited upon insurance companies and banks that support those oil tankers, and they're now standing idle. Half the fleet that Russia was using to sell its oil to China. Bob Zimmerman joins to talk about SpaceX launching in March for Super Heavy and Starship, unknown, and then a report on the asteroid main belt, water ice possible found in two asteroids, with Bob Zimmerman. There's more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.